We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 15th day of July 2012. And in the first hour, we're going to look at the United Nations Treaty. The United Nations Treaty that President Obama says he's planning to sign and that they plan to try to implement even if Congress does not ratify it. People say, hey, that's the UN. What they do doesn't matter to us. Really, we've had the Congress basically lay down the fact that they've been told that the UN and NATO gives our military orders. And if you missed that clip, they've done it twice, the House and Senate Armed Services Committee, in the last 5 months. First time 5 months ago, last time 3 months ago, and of course last year with the Libya bombardment, Obama, in letters he sent to Congress, said, you are not involved, sit down and shut up. We've got at least four of the five Supreme Court justices who have been coming out and saying that they take their orders from the UN and that we should follow UN law. So I want to talk some about the United Nations today, not just about this treaty. And we're going to be going over all of that. But even Forbes, in articles that have been put out, has had to admit that this will, at bare minimum, put the UN over gun registration here in the United States. Then I want to get into the proliferation of drones, because now people are finally paying attention to this, because it's going to be drone taxis, drone cars, drone submarines, drone ships, drone aircraft, drone spacecraft. It already is, and they're going to come out, the system's already saying this, I told you this a decade ago, and say humans aren't safe, humans are bad, and make you drive a robot car. At first, they'll just be a lot higher insurance if you want to drive yourself. But over time, they are going to end up restricting it. This is how the nanny state operates. This is how the nanny state mentality works. So I'm going to talk about the rise of the robot technocracy in the second half of the second hour. So in about an hour and a half from now. When we come back, I'm going to also give the number out for your take, your view on the United Nations Treaty. Guys, I meant to have the Forbes article that where it broke down the sections, because I have the sections. I have Aaron's breakdown of it at Infowars.com, but there's another article. It's the one that's actually linked right there. It's the first link in that article. That's the one I want, not this one. There you go. Print that one for me. That's the one where even Forbes analysis with their lawyers says it will have the UN register guns, and it's got little statements in there, and Aaron Dykes has got it in his video. In fact, I'm going to have Aaron, we produced the videos this week, posted them yesterday. I'm going to have him repost them as red links, my analysis, his analysis, up at the top of Infowars.com, because it's already scrolled off into the Featured News Archive. That little bitty link, Featured News Archive, is so important. There's also the top stories link at the top and the red link breaking news. Those are both key links at Infowars.com to click. So we're going to be going over all of that and a lot of other financial news. It really hit me like a ton of bricks as well this morning when I saw the Red Dirt report that I'm going to get Aaron to post with John DeCamp, who we've had on many times from the Franklin cover-up. I forgot about 10 years ago on my show, he started getting into Penn State, and because it had never been proven in court, I was like, whoa, 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 let's not go there. I'd forgotten about that, but he called it.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, and we are broadcasting worldwide on this 15th day of July 2012. And the first video I want to go to here today is a short clip from ABC News. But there are more than 20 of these clips online from PBS, CBS, NBC, CNN. Just type in gun confiscation, Katrina. And there's documentaries online by the NRA. We're all over the state. The feds, led by the Army, would show up in high and dry areas and take people's firearms in rural areas, you name it. And the reason I'm going to go to this video here in just a few minutes is because Obama had 50-plus senators send him a letter last year, over 100 members of the House of Representatives as well, saying, do not sign the UN Small Arms Ban Treaty. Do not sign it. And Obama has said he is going to sign it, but worse than that, he has said that he intends to try to implement it outside of congressional approval. And we see this over and over and over again where Congress won't pass the global Kyoto carbon tax. And so Obama implements it and shuts down power plants not owned by General Electric, gives them a waiver. We see this over and over and over again. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, even Forbes in its analysis, even mainline establishment Forbes says UN agreement should have all American gun owners up in arms. It may not come as a surprise news to many of you. The United Nations doesn't approve of your Second Amendment. Not one bit. And they very much hope to do something about it with help from some powerful American friends under the guise of a proposed global small arms treaty premised to fight terrorism, insurgency, that means resisting tyrannical government, and international crime syndicates, you mean like the ones the big mega banks run? And what exactly does that intended agreement entail? Globally, nations agree to enact tougher licensing requirements, creating additional bureaucratic red tape for legal firearms owners. Well, yeah, what's the UN involved in our laws for? Confiscate and destroy all unauthorized civilian firearms, exempting those owned by government, of course. Ban the trade, sale, and private ownership of all semi-automatic weapons. It states this. Create an international gun registry, clearly setting the stage for full-scale gun confiscation. In short, overriding our national sovereignty. It goes on. Now, here's the deal. They've added a line in there now, and Aaron Dykes has this in his big report on this. Emergency alert, UN set to ban civilian gun ownership. Red link at the top of InfoWars.com right now. Where they say that this will not abridge any domestic laws. But it goes on to state that the countries agree to implement what the UN policies are. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you read the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, there's 30 articles in it. And when you get up to the last two articles, there's all these wonderful rights in there. Basically, a right to somebody else's money, a right to communism, a right to socialism. You know, all these great rights, free lunch, basically, which the UN never gives you. But the last two parts, you can look this up for yourself. I mean, take notes, ladies and gentlemen, says This is the big UN Charter on Human Rights, their big official law that it's all based on, freedom and all that jazz they claim. Of course, Stalin claimed it was all about freedom. So did Hitler, so did Mao, so did every other thug. And it says right there that if something goes against the UN, it's null and void, or if the United Nations says so at any time, any of these rights are null and void. So it's kind of like a contract that says you get all these great things, but we can take it away anytime we want. It's not inalienable. It's not unalienable. It's not in concrete. Now, before I get into all this, I just want to say something here. And later in the week, I'm going to have a whole report we're going to produce this week. It'll probably be ready by Friday. We've only got a few weeks on this. Obama's saying he may sign it next month. We're going to produce a report going back over all the gun confiscation, the hundreds of countries that registered guns, then always banned them, then engaged in mass murder, the UN going into Rwanda and other areas and registering, then confiscating guns of one group, and then having the other group exterminate them as the UN helped. And the UN, even in the New York Times last year, admittedly, murdering people for their property in Uganda and Honduras. I mean, look it up. The UN is a murder force, but they have PR ads and little kids with tin cans for UNICEF and fancy PR. But the Soviets, when they poured into your country, had similar, you know, PR, you know, showing the Soviet there to help you, but that's not what happened. But all of that aside, and we're going to have the quotes, you can look them up, of Supreme Court justices saying four of the current sitting have said we should be under UN law and that they are going to start ruling according to UN law, that that's going to be their precedent. I mean, this is some scary stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Who created the UN? A bunch of mega bankers, robber barons, who were anti-free market monopoly men, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Carnegies. Look it up. They bragged it would be this consortium they set up to have countries sign over their rights to. It's a criminal murder gang. It's a joke how incredibly evil it is and the atrocities committed by the UN armies all over the world. Look it up. I mean, they are known as the most vicious, disgusting, murderous, child kidnapping, sex trade, white slavery, mass murder crew you could imagine. The UN is so corrupt, it'll blow your mind. They've got diplomatic immunity. They engage in narcotics trafficking, money for oil, backroom scams. But I'm digressing. Just type into a search engine and you'll see his speeches. I mean, I can play the clips here right now, but I never have time to be on the radio, where the attorney general met with the TV heads and said, we need to brainwash the public to be anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment. Just type in attorney general Holder says brainwash people against guns. You'll see the video clip. Don't have time to play them all. We may, though. Actually, cue that up. I can't help it. I'll just never get to calls if I do this. He wrote as deputy attorney general that he wants all civilian guns banned. The UN said in their UNIDIR UN treaty version, July 7th, ratified at the UN in New York City, where the Rockefeller property is based, where they gave them the land, in 2001, July 7th, quote, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Look it up. We're going to put a whole special report together for you. We've got one coming up that Aaron did, but it just gets into, you know, the current rhetoric of the UN. We're going to go deep on this, okay? Holder says ban your guns. Obama, as a state senator, said ban guns completely. And here's the big one. Anywhere they're in control, Chicago, New York, and other globalist mafia-controlled big city crime syndicates, is there a Second Amendment? No, zero. 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 All the rich billionaires have got details of 10, 20 guys with submachine guns specially licensed by the city. In New York, with more than 10 million people, there's less than 1,000 gun permits issued, and it's all to bodyguards for billionaires. Oh, guess who gets one in San Francisco? Guess who gets one when she's in New York? Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer both get special permits for semi-autos. Again, they have guns, you don't. They live behind armored walls, you don't. And then you die in Chicago because the criminals don't follow the law. The point is, these people have all said, Sarah Brady has said on the floor of the House, in 93. They want a total gun ban. Total gun ban. That's what they want. That's what they want.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let me explain why this is happening as well, because when I produce this whole piece that we're going to air probably Friday, maybe next Sunday here, we've got one produced report coming up that Aaron Dykes did this week. There's another report I did yesterday that breaks a lot of it down up at Infowars.com with all the links, all the proof of what we're saying. But the United Nations, do you know its history? The British Empire was having trouble getting kicked out of countries in 1918 or so. Their empire was starting to collapse. And so on record, what they did was they worked with the Council on Foreign Relations that they'd established here in the U.S. I mean, they all write books about this. This is not a secret. Cheryl Quigley wrote Tragedy and Hope, Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown. We sell the 1,400-page book at Infowars.com if you care to see it, or Infowarshop.com. How they established this global government, but they wanted nations to think they were part of it. So the League of Nations failed because the U.S. wouldn't join it. So the globalists said, well, we'll just fund a dictator like Hitler. Lord Milner did. He said, we'll find some dictator. He said that in the 20s. Those documents are public. We'll have him wreck Europe. They didn't run Hitler. They funded him. Told him to go ahead and invade. Had a treaty with England that they were going to back him up. That's what the deputy Fuhrer, Rudolf Hess, flew over to Germany and parachuted out with that treaty to the royal, you know, grounds. And they arrested him and threw him in the tower. That's why Hitler at first wouldn't bomb England. England actually had to bomb Germany first before they did that, because he thought he had a treaty. He was going to make the King of England, the supreme ruler over England. He was a big Nazi. But again, you're not taught this in school, folks. Sad issue, though. The same bankers set up Stalin because they wanted to play the two off against each other. Well, actually, they set up Lenin before that. Just look this up. J.P. Morgan funded Lenin. The British government sent over $50 million as well. Just look up Lenin's train of gold. It was tens of thousands of folks from the United States were sent as the paramilitary siege brigades out of Brooklyn, New York, and other areas to overthrow the white Russians. Folks, that doesn't mean they had white skin. It meant they were pro-czar. And our government really helped organize the overthrow of the czar and the installation of the Red Terror. This is all mainline history. But I digress again. Bring us up to 1945, end of World War II, Presidio military base in San Francisco. It's right underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. I've been there. You can go there. It's all Gorbachev UN foundations now, a command base of evil against America. And the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, all pledged to put hundreds of millions of dollars of their money and then billions of U.S. taxpayer money into the UN so that they could have traitor politicians over time. And they all stated this. The CFR writes constant magazine articles. I mean, this is not hidden. They just think you're stupid. And so would have the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and Nightline say you were crazy the last 50 years if you warned to the plan. Now they go on CNN, CNBC and announce, we've been captured by foreign banks. World government is here. You're going to pay your taxes to them. There'll never be a recovery. The bankers own you. Do you want me to play those clips again? I actually have them, but side issue. If you won't look it up, don't care about your own preservation, fine. And you feel powerless. You're just going to ignore me and say it isn't true. This isn't the show for you, okay? We're not rolling over here. We understand we can defeat this because it's so out in the open. It's so outrageous. It's so big. It's so wicked that if we just get the word out, doesn't take a majority to prevail against these tyrants, but a tireless, focused, informed, angry, motivated minority. We're fighting a minority of criminals that set this up. We the people are going to defeat them. Now, continuing here, please look this up. The Republic couldn't fall from without. It can only fall from within. So the globalists have taken over the U.S. They have used this as an engine to set up their global corporate government while getting us into debt to them, while letting us take the blame for what they've done. so that other globalist arms can pose as the good guys and get other countries to join them in coalitions. Meanwhile, the banksters that issue the currency and credit through fraud, through fractional reserve banking and now infinity lending via the fraudulent counterfeit instruments of derivatives, they've now leveraged that and they sit above the BRICS, the Shanghai Cooperative, the Anglo-American, Europe, England, U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia power axis. The three trilateral arms. All, and by the way, Rockefeller wrote books on this, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission founding documents from 1974 are public. That's how I knew the whole plan. I didn't just magically imagine all this and now it's magically happening. It's all laid out just like a program for a play. If you went to a play with three acts of, you know, William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar and you have the coming up next, honey, there's going to be the death of Caesar. And then the death of Caesar happens. They stab him to death in the Senate. And my, you know, my wife doesn't tug on my arm and go, "Baby, you're psychic. How'd you?" There's a program. There's a program. It's a program. It's a program. We're on a program, and the program doesn't lead to a nice place. Okay. Now, to make a long story short, the United States is taken over by the Federal Reserve in 1913. They only had a beachhead then. They expand their power, their control, leverage it. Emergency Powers Act 1933, bringing the government under emergency rule ever since then. 1945, start implementing the income tax that they passed in 1913 to pay the offshore Federal Reserve, as even the Grace Commission of Ronald Reagan found in 1981. Not one red cent of your income tax goes to pay for anything. It goes to the bankers, who made it up all out of nothing, like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay. Now, these banksters worldwide, they don't want anyone to be armed to be able to resist them. When their mercenaries or their militaries go in, I mean, they think you're so stupid, folks. The State Department publicly funded the Kony 2012 video, which we exposed first. Now it's admitted. They publicly funded a guy who hadn't been seen in 5.5 years, who controlled a few hundred square miles in northern Uganda. We predicted in the Obama deception 3.5 years ago they would invade and use him as the invasion pretext, because it's a playbook. It's a blueprint. It's a roadmap. I mean, it's a script. We know where they're going next. And they get on the news and say, "Oh, that's right. And Bush went over there, George W. The U.S. military is invading almost every country over there, calling humanitarian assistance. And the UN goes in and slaughters the people and takes their property. I mean, villages, burns them to the ground. And if you resist, they kill you. They're just taking the property everywhere. It is a mass extermination going on. And you tell the average yuppie that and they go, good, they're getting Kony. They're freezing assets of individuals and stopping mobility all over Africa now in the name of Kony. They're doing it in countries 2,000 miles away from Kony. Now, they don't want the Africans being able to get guns to defend themselves. Some are good, some are bad. The point is they're not globalist. They don't want you having a gun. They don't want police departments. In fact, I've got big giant files from the LA Times, you name it, back in the 60s, when they actually put this State Department plan out. 7277. But guys, print me 7277. It's online, too. I've forgotten more than I'll ever remember. And it shows even our local police, after the takeover, they're going to be disarmed. And it's only going to be the UN, like in Hunger Games, that come floating over you in the big drone. And we're all down here with sticks and stones. I'm going to give you the master plan. It ties into the robot takeover. Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. We're here live. Back Sunday's live. We're live right now. It is 4:33 and 40 seconds Central Standard Time. And I'm going to give the number out here in a moment. And then I'm going to play some video clips and go over some news. And then we're going to go to your phone calls on the subject of the United Nations Treaty on Small Arms. And then you read earlier versions of it, and it says, for complete and total disarmament of the American people, no guns anywhere. And you look at where Mayor Bloomberg, he openly says no citizen should be able to have a gun. The ATF announced last year, in fact, folks won't believe this, with outside of law now, they just do rulemaking, shotguns to be banned. Guys, type that in. Public comment on ATF shotgun ban announcement. And you'll be at the ATF website, but also in newspapers. And there was such a backlash, they backed off. But only because Congress said, we will override you. You can't do that on your own. And they said 60%+ of shotguns made in the last decade would be banned because they could be modified to be non-sporting. Shotguns aren't for sport, folks, even though people use them for that. The Second Amendment's about defense against criminals on the street or of the Stalinistic type. Everyone knows that. They've had university professors that came out that the media pushed that said that it wasn't about that. That guy lost his tenure at the University of Chicago. Remember that? I had that guy on and grilled him and said, you're a liar. We're going to expose your research. Folks went and ferreted out his research. It was all made up. He lost his tenure. That's the kind of people we're dealing with. Hey, can you own a gun in Chicago? No. Can you own one in New York? No. Can you own one in London? No. Can you own one in Paris? No. Anywhere these people get in control. What's the UN have out front their building in New York? A .357 Magnum, Dirty Harry style, tied in a knot. A civilian gun. Thank God I live in Texas and not New York City where you got to have five padlocks and the crime rate's on average five times what it is where I live in Austin, Texas. Because you don't home invade around here because more than half the houses have got guns and you die if you do it. And again, everybody knows this. Everybody who's got a brain knows it. But you see the billboards put up the last 20 years by the Justice Department saying report illegal guns. And what's it? You've seen the billboards all over the country. And what does it show? A revolver. So that when the carpet cleaners at your house who moved here from New York or whatever and thinks guns are illegal are on all these movies and TV shows, they say the Second Amendment is basically non-existent. You know, all these cop shows. Oh, you got a gun. You're going to jail. All based in New York. The carpet cleaner calls the cops on you. The guy freaked out, saw my gun case before I even had kids. In my house, I said, what's going on? He goes, oh, you got guns in here. I'm not going to. I said, that's a gun case, man. Those are shotguns and stuff. And he said, I can't do it. And starts leaving. And I had a bad feeling and called the carpet cleaner place about an hour later. And they said, we stopped him. We understand you're allowed to have guns. But they still acted weird like I was bad. And I said, well, I'll never use you again, you lunatics. This is how they operate. This is the culture, the idea they've created. That's why people open carrying everywhere is freaking out the system because they want to have the idea that guns are illegal. I read articles all the time where people are trying to sell their house and the realtors call the cops when they see a gun case or reloading. Oh, that must be explosives. This is such a, you've got one half the country totally domesticated, cowardly, dumbed down. And then you've got those of us that can still skin a buck, run a trot line, who are seen as the enemy. And we're alien to these people. They think we're bad, ladies and gentlemen. They think we're bad. They think of a family's getting along and daddy's the head of the household, that we're sick. They say this in their own textbooks. I've seen University of Texas textbooks where I live in Austin, Texas. I've shown them on air where they call the family a bygone era and a disease. Look it up. It's in a whole bunch of textbooks. You're like, well, that sounds crazy. Yeah, but they're in control. And by the way, I'm sick of calling these people liberals. They're not liberals. They're authoritarians posing as nanny state people that want to take care of you. What they want is to have you as their slaves. Now, let me stop right there. Before I get to these clips, And Aaron Dyke's report in the next segment and your calls. Freedom from war. The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. U.S. Department of State. In fact, around here somewhere in our files, we have the original little blue State Department booklets. This is 1961. Just type in State Department Memorandum 7277. And they've got the diagrams. The full scans are online. This is from e.edu. This is from, what is that, from Princeton? Go read this. And it says the police will be armed. Hey, cops, you think you're being given those tasers because it gives you something lower powered on the threat continuum? Read this. They're going to take your guns when they're done. And all you're going to have is a federalized brigade of troops and a local SWAT team that are under them. You notice under these national emergency agreements, the SWAT team and the emergency teams are already federal and already over at the threat fusion centers. In the future, the police aren't going to be able to have guns. Don't believe me? Go read 7277. Send off to the State Department for a booklet of it. This is what's in the UNIDIR document. This is what's in the UN treaty that I was just reading to you from Forbes. Forbes. By the way, when they're done disarming the police, they've got graphics in there showing the build down. That's why they called it build down in 61. You thought that term was new? The build down is once the UN NATO army's built. And guess who the UN army's going to be? 1961, NATO. People are like, oh, NATO will never be the world army. What do they call it now? The world army. Who does it command? Al-Qaeda. Oh, you're a new listener. You didn't know NATO is commanding Al-Qaeda in Libya, Syria, and everywhere else? They used them against the Serbs. This is the real model. They use Al-Qaeda to scare everybody into giving up their rights when we're really the target. Get sophisticated, folks. Wake up. Here is the Attorney General. And this treaty, they can sign it the next month. Here is the Attorney General talking about how, now this is on C-SPAN, how he met with TV heads to brainwash people to be anti-gun. Here it is.
We just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. Brainwash people into thinking about guns. Brainwash people. Brainwash
that's people enough. The full clip's online. It's like a 30-minute C-SPAN clip, and he goes on to say we've got to have anti-gun messages on TV, everywhere. Not anti-criminals with guns, anti-citizens. That's why cops move up the chain really fast. You ask any cop if they throw the book at a law-abiding citizen for their guns, catching them in some little thing. Let's go out to break with ABC News, Gun Confiscation Katrina. And remember, we have declassified Army training manuals for this year, going back to 06, for gun confiscation. Look it up. Army manual for gun confiscation. Look it up. It's public. Not 29 Palms, not a survey. They're training to take your guns in cordon cities in the U.S. This is treason. Is the military bad? No. Those trying to use them as a weapon against our republic and our God-given rights that our forebears fought hard for, that's treason. I'm going to take you out to break with the gun confiscation. We're going to come back. Remember this. High and dry homes. Here it is.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police Department!
All right, we're going to come back, and this is how the PSYOP works on all the newscasts. We're going to come back and play it. It's very informative. They say we don't use force, and then it shows them grabbing people out of mansions, putting handcuffs on them, slamming them down, and then stealing all their guns. And then they talk about killing Americans. The troops are like, yeah, you got to kill Americans. That's coming up. Regular big army. But, I mean, now it's public. The Secretary of the Army said 2 months ago in Council on Foreign Relations, they're going to put brigades in every city to pull triggers on citizens.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Continue ranting about this takeover here, and then we're going to go to your calls in the next hour. If you'd like to get queued up, we'd love to hear from you. The weekend number, it's different than the weekday number, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And there's this whole other dimension to this, and that's what Aaron Dykes's report gets into at the end. Fast and Furious staged to pass UN treaty is a key article that's been linked up at the top of Infowars.com. There's a video report I filed on that. There's a detailed report that has all the clips, the documents, the statements by Aaron Dykes titled Emergency Alert, UN set to ban civilian gun ownership. Both of those are up on the site right now. Plus, Jews, the preservation of firearms ownership. We've mirrored the great Aaron Zellman's research that I quite frankly think is conservative in the numbers of government killing over 260 million people. University of Hawaii confirms that number under democide after guns were registered and then confiscated. And in many of these massacres, it was the UN that did it. So go up to Infowars.com in the featured news area, get those videos and those articles and email them out to everybody you know right now. You didn't think government takeover of healthcare would happen and there wasn't death panels in it. Now they admit it. They're going to phase it in over the next couple of years. People didn't believe any of this would happen. People didn't believe when I told you 2 years ago Obama was shipping guns into Mexico and hand grenades to drug gangs so they could blame the Second Amendment and try to get a UN treaty passed so that Mexico could sue the U.S. at the UN over guns. By the way, you know they did that as part of that larger immigrant lawsuit. This is an international program to get us onto a treaty. Because courts found that they didn't have any standing on executions, guns, any of it. So now when we sign this treaty, Mexico can go to the UN to try to force us to do something. See, this is what this is all about. And meanwhile, the State Department's own memorandum, which means it's U.S. policy, 7277 that I just mentioned. State Department Memorandum 7277. Notice I keep saying that. It's time to put down the remote, miss a football game or whatever's on right now. What do they have in the middle of the summer? Baseball? It's time to put down the remote, folks, or it's all going out the window. You lose the liberty, you lose the prosperity. So let's finish up this report. Because when I reported for 2 weeks during Katrina, they were confiscating guns with firefighters and witnesses that were there, people didn't believe it. They kept people from going into New Orleans and getting their mothers and people out of nursing homes, and they died, including the St. Bernard Parish sheriff was ordered by the feds not to save his mother and told the story on CBS News. Day one, yeah, mama, I'm coming to get you as soon as they let me. Day two, mama, I'm coming to get you. Day three, he starts crying. Her cell phone goes dead. Day five, he gets there 6 days later because the feds let him go to his mama. This is the sheriff in his county, and she was dead in there with 2 feet of water up to her stretcher. Let me tell you, my mother is in a nursing home and some buck-toothed fed. I mean, this is how pathetic we are. It's like it's North Korea. They said go out and cry for Kim Jong-il. We'd go out and do it. I mean, it's ridiculous what we've become as a country. And the feds wouldn't let people walk out. They blocked it. They use it as a siege development. As a siege drill of New Orleans. And why? Because it's what's in the Army manuals. We now have the Army manual they were using in 95, 96. We have the new manual. It's got gun confiscation in it. We covered that a week ago. The Army isn't even hiding this. Do you understand? We've got to say no to all this. The government is run by Chicago Mafia that shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, and got caught with the memos saying they were going to blame the Second Amendment and ban all semi-autos. That's a false flag staged terror attack, frame-up, self-inflicted wound, inside job. You may have heard me talk about those. It's dirty government's favorite trick. That's why you never give up liberty for security, because the minute you say you'll give up liberty and be a slave for security, those that want you to be a slave are going to start staging stuff to take your rights and pose as your savior. It is elementary, my dear Watson. And again, I just read to you from Forbes, not Alex Jones, even though we have our own detailed analysis. I just read to you where they admitted registration and banning of U.S. guns. That's what it really entails. And it's got the classic UN proviso that, oh, but we won't do this unless we want to get rid of it. Kind of like the NDAA to secretly kill U.S. citizens, secretly torture, disappear us. Obama first said he didn't want it. Then it turned out he wrote it. Then he said he wouldn't sign it. Then he did sign it. Turned out he demanded it be written because his and notice Mitt Romney won't oppose him. You've got the Chicago gun-running mafia giving billions to energy companies in fraud. giving waivers to all their friends on health care and carbon taxes, open criminality at every level, Rahm Emanuel, all of this known filth, Weatherman terrorist, all of it. Couldn't be more of a joke. The bankers have hired just a league of crooks to run their takeover. And the feds have got the central control. They're looting the treasury, bankrupting us, robbing us seven ways from Sunday. But we've still got guns and a basic culture of liberty. So these two things are existing in a paradox to each other. And Mitt Romney, who's certainly no angel and who I'm not supporting, you know, Bain Capital, he used to basically own and control, gave double the money to Obama they've given to him. When Obama comes out and calls him a criminal, saying he still controlled Bain Capital when he left in 99, which is true to a certain extent. That's like sending Martha Stewart to prison for insider trading, but not, you know, Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay or something like that. And they're talking about how he's a crook. Meanwhile, Romney won't even hardly defend himself and won't even talk about Fast and Furious and now says, well, the Supreme Court has ruled on health care. He's bought and paid for by the same people. And if they tell Mittens Romney to take a dive, he will. It's like a Don King boxing match. Now, let me go to Katrina. Because remember, the people running this government and the people running the UN have called for total civilian gun bans ad nauseum. The quotes, the statements, the video clips, they're everywhere. And the first time they get a chance when a city's in trouble, they blockade from the hundreds of police departments and fire departments that wanted to, the Coast Guard wasn't allowed in. Walmart wasn't allowed in, remember? And what'd they do? They ran into high and dry areas. Some of those houses look like $10 million houses if you watch the video, and took their guns. Took their guns. Blew their safe doors and stole them. Listen to this ABC report. Here it is from where it was. Play it.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department at your home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You said guns will be taken?
Yeah, no one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do if somebody pops around the corner.
Let me shoot in America.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about what was really going on there. The police department had their communications jammed by FEMA as the storm hit. There is evidence that some criminal elements did blow levees. I've been there to investigate it myself. Wasn't the first time the feds have blown the levees. They've done it before to protect the rich areas back in the famous flood in the 20s. And then the other cops were busy robbing Walmarts and jewelry stores and homes, and the military got into it as well. I've interviewed firefighters that were there. The military wasn't as bad as the police or the feds, but raping of women, robbing, looting. So that's what you can look for in an emergency is the feds kicking down your door and demanding sex with your wife if you want out of the city. And the sheriff sat there while his mother died and wouldn't come save her because the feds said so. Should have clapped them all in irons. These are the people that want your guns. Make no mistake.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He's just joined us, we're talking about the UN treaty that began registering and, of course, disarming the American people. In Katrina, we saw gun confiscation for up to 100 miles away from even New Orleans. They'd go into rural, high and dry areas and just rob everybody. The FBI leading the military. And I talked to a lot of people that were there from the Coast Guard and fire departments, and it was only the fire departments and Coast Guard that were not demanding sexual favors. Can you imagine with people that have had power off for days and needing to get out and you want to have sex with them? I mean, I can't imagine trying to force it on somebody to begin with. I thought the whole point was they were excited about it. I guess I'm just old-fashioned. But I mean, in that type of situation, and then, by the way, it's hard to find, but it's the sheriff of that parish. We've had it before. I think it's something like sheriff talks about FEMA sabotage. CBS News, it's a video. And he talks about how for 5 days they wouldn't let him go get his mother out of the nursing home. And that's his county, his jurisdiction. I mean, my mother is stuck inside. I'm going to try to get there, and I'm sorry anybody tries to stop me. I'm going to have a big problem. Didn't matter. The police and military were all busy looting and stuff. I would have just taken a boat down the waterway. Somebody tried to stop me. I would say, hey, I'm going to get my mother. And if they tried to stop me, that'd be, of course, I'd be known as a terrorist. By the way, families tried to walk out on the highways. They would be machine gunned. We told you about that at the time. That was later confirmed. This is all that's going to happen during a disaster. They're going to come kill you. And people are running around. First, they were denying that our story was real that went nationwide because of Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. It was in CBS local news. The military flying around doing bug spraying in Florida with C-130s at about 150, 200 feet. And the PSYOPs hit the site and said we were lying, it wasn't true, with links to CBS, the Air Force, and the Army admitting it. And then the PSYOP was, well, the Army can do a better job. The Army isn't supposed to be running DWI checkpoints and Jaws of Life and all this. And the Army admits in the Army Times, 4 years ago, it's a PSYOP to acclimate people. The childlike brains of the general public. And then I get emails, or not even emails, I read emails that come into other guys, but comments, things I see, and they're like, Alex, don't bash our military. The military itself has a lot of good people in it. I'm going to go to break, come back, and go to Marty, Tommy, Bobby, Frank, CJ, Scott, George, Roger, Lloyds, Tim, Victor, James. But have your point ready, because I'm going to try to shut up and go to you. Then I've got Aaron Dyke's report that I'm going to play parts of and analyze here. My point is, that's why the Germans did what they did, because they kept saying, we'll support the military. Yeah, but I don't support Hitler and what he has them doing. Well, you better get behind the troops. Really, the troops would have been a lot better off if that never would have happened. It's such a mindless argument that they use about support the troops. Really, they're not my troops. They work for the New World Order now, and most of the troops know that. I'm sick of it. And look, this is a real takeover, folks. We got some bold criminals running things that have stolen more than $35 trillion out of the Treasury in the last 5 years. Bipartisan. This isn't about Mitt Romney, Barack Obama. When they say, sit down Mitt Romney and take Obama, calling you a criminal, while he runs guns to Mexico and hand grenades and runs drugs into the country, you're going to do it. And you think Mitt Romney's going to save you. You know, there's this conventional wisdom of, well, things will just move quicker under Obama. We want them to move slower under Romney. How about they move quicker? How about we get it all out in the open? The globalists don't care. They've always hated America. They're spoiling for a fight with us. We've just got to hope that enough whistleblowers inside government and in media and everywhere start standing up and saying no. If we all start standing up and saying no, it will paralyze these criminals. It is a tiny little group of globalist criminals that are putting out false scripts and stories to push this whole thing. Now, when we come back, we're going to go directly to your phone calls. And a lot more. I'm going to get into why the globalists want to move everything to robots and drones. That takes humans out of the equation. That's coming up after your calls. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv. We're streaming video.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What do you mean I don't believe in God? Talk to system. I go to court when I have to. What do you mean I can't get to work on time? Got nothing better to do.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. What do you mean? That's the great Dave Mustaine right there. Who knows? We might have Dave live in studio next Sunday. How's that sound? I'll be the first in line. Then we're talking to one of the biggest country music legends of all time. And I don't mean our good friend Willie Nelson. Somebody else of the same status who is a listener. That's the great part about being able to get these folks on who are lining up for the show. I'll just leave it at that. Very excited. And that looks like it could be later this week or next week. But all of that is a side issue. The good news is a lot of people are waking up to what's happening. But only facing the true import, the true horror of our straits, of our position, gives us any chance of stopping this. The very fact that I'm on over 115 AM and FM stations now, the very fact that this information is now so mainstream that I'm on XM for 2+ years, one of their now, you know, top listen to channels. The fact that Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are some of the top alternative dwarfing mainstream news sites. The only thing bigger is Drudge Report. And it's about 4 or 5 times bigger than Infowars. Combined, the two sites is about 3.5 times bigger. That's it. The dinosaur media is in trouble. There's a perfect storm of tyranny, though. The rats that took over society aren't just going to turn things over. They're going for broke. They've stolen tens of trillions. They want to convert this society to a tyranny. They want to put their detractors in prison. They want to take your guns. They want to inspect your house and farm. They want to rule you. They want authoritarianism. No one can deny we're plunging into tyranny. And it's bipartisan. Congress knows you're awake. They know that for 5 years they've had a 9% approval rating. They know you're buying 3, 4, 5 million guns a month. And a national questionnaire is saying it's because the government's evil. Their answer is to buy tanks and armored vehicles for you. But all we've got to do is go up to the military and police, who are citizens as well, and say, this is treason. And it's checkmate. Everybody I talk to is just getting guns and getting ready. That is not the answer. The answer is info war. The answer is pointing out that this is an illegitimate, out-of-control globalist takeover. Do I need to play CNBC saying we've been captured by foreign banks again and admitting that we're, quote, slaves to world government? I played it like 20 times. Should I play it again? I mean, because it's in hundreds of publications they're telling us this. They think we're idiots to the point they're throwing it in our face now. They tell Europeans, you're now slaves to foreign banks. EU bureaucrats come in restaurants in Spain and other areas where they're already paying over 70% in taxes in one way or the other and say, we're going to every day have our people take 20% cash out of your cash register. That's where we're going here, on top of all the taxes. It's just a mafia stick-up. That's all it is. And of course they want your guns. In Rome 2,000 years ago, you couldn't have a sword if you were a slave. 500 years ago in Europe, you couldn't have a sword if you were a slave. 300 years ago, you couldn't have a gun. It's elementary. All right, I'm going to shut up. Let's go to your calls. And again, Forbes, UN agreement should have us all gun owners up in arms, goes on to say it'll register and then begin banning our guns. Because that's what the treaty says, despite what the lying MSNBC tells you. Go read the treaty and read previous versions of it. And think about wherever they're in control, New York, Chicago, total gun ban. Bloomberg has said, Clinton has said, they've all said they want to ban our guns. Sarah Brady. And then they talk to you like you're an idiot and say, it's just reasonable restrictions. Marty in California, you're up first. Go ahead. Welcome, Marty. Okay, we have a phone system issue. All right, go ahead, Marty.
Okay, buddy. How you doing, Alex?
Good, go ahead.
Okay, I seen you in the Highline back in February. Man, that was a great show.
Oh, you saw me give a speech out in Florida?
Yeah, down at the Highline.
Yeah. 1,200 capacity crowd. Great people.
Oh, man, it was a great night. Alex, I've been doing some research on that Agenda 21.
Yes, sir.
And, okay, one of the sections there is sustainable development, social equity. Now, I pressed that in, and I came up with Central Florida Commuter Rail, which is financed by HUD. And it says anybody that takes any money from that opens themselves up to lose all their property rights.
Yes. No, that's what the feds do. They bankrupt the economy, give you a little bit of somebody else's money, and then you waive your rights. But, brother, I appreciate your call. Listen, I don't screen calls. I appreciate your call. But I told everybody here today, this is about the gun treaty. This is what we're talking about. So if you're not calling in about that, please. I'm not mad at you, but I don't even screen your calls. I said, look, they're going to try to sign this in the next month. We got to talk about it. And it's part of UN Agenda 21. Yes. The whole thing is communism, in their words. But communism for us, so we can't become successful, so we're dependent on government. The elites are offshore and exempt. It's like Mitt Romney doesn't pay taxes. GE doesn't pay taxes. Google doesn't pay taxes. They've written the laws, they're exempt. Then they have Warren Buffett, who's exempted himself, come out and say, raise money on the rich, we're exempt. And then they raise money on people making $250,000 in a couple. That's not rich, folks. That's middle class, upper middle class. Let's go to Tommy in Rochester, New York. Tommy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. What's your view on this treaty?
It's an honor to talk to you. And I'd like to remind all the people listening in New York, especially in New York City, if they remember Mayor Dinkins. And back then when he was in office, he made the people all in New York State, or excuse me, New York City, register their firearms, semi-automatics in particular.
And they promised they'd never take them, and a few years later, they took them all.
Right, exactly. And that was the next step. As soon as he got done with that, just like Adolf did, when everything got in, the last guy registered his guns, bam, there you go. Okay, so everybody who's listening, just keep that in mind, whether you live in New York State or not, that's what happened. And that's what will happen here. And, Alex, I'd like to thank you so much for all that you do. And thank God that you're here. And I thank God every day that you're still with us.
Well, God bless you, sir. Listen,
okay,
please,
sir.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Folks, do not thank me anymore. I live here. I'm not going anywhere. There's nowhere to run. I'm digging in. I've bought property in the country. I'm staying. We're in this together, folks. Please don't thank me, because that implies that I'm doing something above and beyond the call. We have criminal authoritarians taking over. I mean, these are creepy, bad people, folks. Have you researched the weathermen that were funded by the big foundations who said they were going to put 100 million of us in re-education centers and kill 25 mil? That came out in court. These are dangerous, wicked devils, man. We got to fight them. Bobby in California, then Frank, CJ, and others. Go ahead, Bobby.
You know, everyone needs to go to InfoWars and get the emergency alert article and get it out to everybody they know. The one thing we have going for us right now is the Internet. And I support the majority of Ron Paul's views, excluding his stance on tariffs. But his new campaign attacking net neutrality is the last thing we need right now. To act like these Internet providers are victims of coercive state action and to ignore the fact that we taxpayers paid for the billions and billions of subsidies and right-of-way grants that this government gave these telcos and cable providers to build a network is...
Exactly. This is a very sophisticated issue. It's like Rand Paul saying, well, I've got to vote against GMO labeling because the feds don't have jurisdiction. This GMO is killing us, but I get their constitutional point. The issue is you've got to hamstring this now. I understand it feeds the monster. Then we build the infrastructure with tax money and our paychecks and then hand it over to globalist interest corporations that are as big as governments and operate like governments. That's where the extreme libertarian system breaks down, because these a lot of these big globalists support libertarianism now because they've already transferred the wealth to themselves. Now they want to exempt themselves from the system they created and, again, put us in the communism with them exempt above it. Oh, no, if we're going to have communism, they got to come on down in the slime with us. Is that what you're saying, brother?
Yes, and this comes at a time when Verizon's suing, claiming they have a right to edit what you see on the Internet. That's what they're
saying. I know.
Right,
no,
now
there's a total web takeover worldwide because governments are... tyranny is rolling out. When the history books are written, folks, this is going to be like World War II. But it's governments and corporations against the people. I mean, all hell is just now breaking loose. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls dealing with the United Nations and Obama saying that they're going to restrict our guns because they feel like it. And then when we actually look at the treaty and point out that it restricts things, they go, no, it doesn't. We don't want your guns. When the UN has stated And our own State Department has stated in Memorandum 7277 that they want the civilian abolition of guns completely. And then our military and police, and that only a UN peacekeeper force, well, we know what that means, a murder force with the whole world disarmed, run by the bankers who got us into this mess, running around doing what they want. It is absolutely nightmarish. And now we have government-run healthcare coming into our lives, controlling the healthcare we get. Now they're saying, oh, yeah, you won't get that pre-existing condition covered. Oh, yeah, we're going to make you buy the healthcare and then cut the type of care you get. This is the model once they get you collectivized. Now government's telling you what you can eat, where you can live, what you can do. And they're just getting started. And it's the same system all over the world. But I'll tell you this. Every time I go to a business meeting and park downtown and it's a valet, every one of them's a listener. Every time I meet neighbors, they're all listeners, and their children are listeners, and their neighbors are listeners, and their cousin's a listener. I took my kids out fishing to the lake this weekend, and I'm sitting there, and there's people out there fishing, and this group of people's listeners, and those are listeners, and these people are listeners. People are out of town are listeners, and their friends in California are listeners, and those are listeners. The point is, I'm not sitting there saying we have a lot of listeners. The point is, we're winning the info war. But everybody's like, I know it's bad. I know Romney's bad, too. You know, what do we do? Thank God you're there. No. Thank God you're there. Call into talk radio. Start a website. Do YouTube videos. Say no to corruption. Go to city council. Get in the face of bureaucrats. Stand up to land grabbing. Call Congress and say, we know you're criminals, and we know the U.S. is in a global government receivership. Don't sit there and beg them for stuff. Just say, look, we know you're criminals. And then people in media need to all stand up who've been controlled and are scared. Talk show hosts, you name it. And I'm hearing it more and more. Look, there isn't in a future if we don't beat these people. Have you figured that out yet? There isn't a future if we don't beat these people. It's all coming down right now. Okay? I mean, the battle lines are being drawn. And a lot of you think you're just going to sit it out and be safe, folks. This is a fundamental transformation of civilization under Agenda 21, which is a eugenics-based system. And if you don't know what that is, eugenics and Agenda 21, it's the global government system and law. It's what you live under. We're now under this. They're just mopping up the free speech, mopping up what's left. And there's a lot to mop up, by the way. Again, they're in control of the central government of every major country. They're looting them. They're wrecking them. They're engaged in every crime you can imagine, getting away with it as well. But it's a paradox where they're getting away with it, but they're losing their viewers. They're losing their support. They're losing their credibility. And the global bankers just hope they'll put in new politicians in Europe or the U.S. and you'll go, oh, and you'll think things have changed. People are looking past that now to the point of where CNN and MSNBC have to admit we've been captured by a world government foreign bankers, but then they spin it like, well, you know, they do control us, so we better do what they say. It's like aliens sat down on the Washington Monument and said, we have come from the planet Pop-Tart. We are your rulers now. Do as we say or suffer the fate of Tokyo. And they hit a button and a space beam shoots down and disintegrates Tokyo. I am Zorg, mouthpiece of Graggle. Do as we say. Everyone goes, yes, Zorg. I mean, literally, it's like Superman 2. Kneel to Zod, and everyone kneels. I mean, what's going on here? They're now to the kneeling point in every financial publication, going, world government is here. It runs everything. You're slaves to it, and you'll never have a standard of living again, and we're going to take over, and we're going to take your guns and take your private property and conscript your children into work brigades. The White House is openly announcing that. We played that clip last week. And I'm supposed to just sit here and go, oh, this is a wonderful idea. Or, Alex, don't get so upset. No. We need to get out of our coma. We need to get out of this daydream we're in, folks. It's like adults think they're getting away with something. Like, I screwed off a lot this week. I went to 2 baseball games, and I got drunk 4 times, and I went and did this and that, and I blah, blah, blah. I got an easy job. Yeah, and that's why the globalists go, these are a bunch of chumps. Let's rob them. I mean, you think that's your birthright? You're all awake, you say. But you think I'm going to lead you out of something. Man, I can't even keep track of all their crimes, okay? I'm here risking my life because I understand it's the only future we've got. It's a gamble that we can beat these people. But there's no gamble that there's no future if we don't beat them. It's certain enslavement. It's certain death. Folks, this isn't just some tyranny that wants to be in charge. You understand what eugenics means? You better learn real quick, folks. You notice the cancer rates are off the charts, the neurological disorders and everything else. The U.S. leads the world in everything bad now. Folks, all the documents are public. This isn't just words. They put it in your food and water. They've done it to you since birth. They hated the land of the free, home of the brave. They were scared of us. We were going to be the example of human freedom and private property and guns and family and wealth. We had to be taken over and used to dominate the world while we were destroyed. We are the New World Order's greatest enemy. I'll use a movie analogy because it gets through to people. Emperor Palpatine hates Darth Vader, but he uses Darth Vader, and in the end, he wants to kill Darth Vader. America is Darth Vader, ladies and gentlemen. And we have to ask ourselves, is there any good left in us? That's a question you have to ask yourself right now. And as things get crazier and more obvious, you're either going to get more committed to the evil or you're going to wake up and say no to the tyranny. Let's go to one call, come back and take more. I kind of ran it during that segment. I still have a special report coming up. Frank in Louisiana, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air worldwide.
Yes, Alex, speaking of the UN, if you look at Black's Law Dictionary, the sedition, page 816, it'll tell you that the International Monetary Fund is an agency of the UN. Now, a lot of people know that the Federal Reserve is privately owned, but what they don't know is that the IMF and the Federal Reserve are flip sides of the same coin.
No, it's the European side, and the World Bank is the U.S. side. It's all on record. There's 11 major shareholders, and J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Bank of England, right on the line. And no, you're right. The U.N. is their global bankruptcy receivership arm. You can even pull up quotes where they say it. They don't even hide it.
Congressional record, not only will it tell you that the Fed is Federal Reserve has never been federal, of course, Lewis versus United States will tell you that, but the congressional record will tell you that these same banking families have usurped the government and have funded the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 and funded the former Soviet Union during the alleged Cold War.
No, no, they fund it's all. What's incredible is they had congressional hearings. It's all declassified.
Yeah, read, type in the great patriotic Senator Lewis McFadden and then type in Congressman Charles Lindbergh Sr. That'll give you, that's just the beginning of it. See, since Congress.
Stay there, brother. I want you to, a minute or two more of history. We'll take more calls and get to Aaron Dyke's report on this. Think about it. The UN is saying they're over America now, and our military's been told they're under the UN. A new listener and you're like, man, why is this guy so upset? I don't know. I've got C-SPAN video, the House and Senate being told by generals that bugged their eyes out and smiled and acted like thugs out of a Goodfellas movie, that the United Nations now commands and controls our military. We're told that Obama's out giving a speech saying business creators and business owners get none of the credit for the success of the free market. I mean, we're in a radical transformation here. And it's, again, set up by a handful of banks that don't really loan people money. They create the fiat currency. They control the system. And their ideology is one of social Darwinism packaged under what you call neo-feudalistic serfdom with a eugenics-based cosmology. And they are radically accelerating the metamorphosis of our society worldwide. It's a global standardized system. Same name, same bureaucrats, same systems in Australia that's here or in England or in China. And it's a total conversion to tyranny. And they just throw it in your face. Everything. Posse Comitatus is being overthrown. They're injecting children all over the country with vaccines illegally. And they just say, we're doing it. Do what you know, try to stop us. Comes out every week that big vaccine makers know their vaccines actually have the measles, mumps, rubella in it. It's making you ill. It's killing you. Good. Gardasil, making you ill, killing you. Good. Another big company, GlaxoSmithKline, whole bunch of their products, doesn't even treat you, hurts you, or kills you. Just take their asthma drug. No benefit. It's not like it's cost benefit. No benefit. Deadly, they know it. They control the government. Anything they want's approved. Bayer knows every one of their factor eight injections has HIV, hepatitis, 11 years, ships it out to everybody. And their corporate chief sat around laughing about killing people. I had a former J.P. Morgan managing director on who made the film The Greater Good that we sell at InfoWarsShop.com. And she talked about being, you know, when she was at Goldman Sachs in a meeting with the head of a major pharma company that made over $7 billion that year. And he said, I'm going to make a ton of money and kill a lot of people. He thought, and she's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, vaccines. And then later she found, I mean, folks, this is what they do at that level. They sit around laughing how they're killing people. It's a real power trip. How many kids they hurt, how many people they kill because they believe in killing us, reducing our numbers. Like the White House science czar has written four books saying poison the water and food. Don't let us know they're killing us. Take over healthcare so you can't get treatment, so government controls the treatment you're going to get. This is the name of the game. Let's go back to your calls. Franklin, Louisiana, you were talking about the beachhead of 1913 of the Federal Reserve. It's all in the congressional record. And everything the old timers warned us about 70, 80 years ago, we've seen the slow transformation of the U.S., this slow revolution. And now here we are with paramilitary police racing around everywhere, arming to the teeth feverishly, ready for the big win against the Republic.
That's exactly right. It's the planned genocide of the American Republic. They stated it. You see, the constitutional money clauses, which have never been repealed, command that only the Congress issue the currency interest-free owned by the American people. That was taken away subversively in 1913. Now, whoever issues the currency, these private diabolical banking families, that's who you're paying your tax to. And not only have they had untold trillions of dollars in interest, House Resolution 7837 will tell you they're tax-exempt and that money is known to be convertible in gold at par to IMF. And Fort Knox hadn't been audited in nearly 40 years. They're robbing this country blind with financial treason. Now, a lot of people know about the 16th Amendment, but what they don't know is what the Supreme Court said. That was the first and only time that the word income appeared in the Constitution and the word without apportionment, meaning heavy progressive income tax. The Supreme Court came out with numerous rulings and said that the 16th Amendment income tax applies only to corporations, period. How come Federal Reserve banks ain't taxed?
Because it's a setup where they're offshore, they're exempt from everything that they pass on us, and it's all a bunch of red tape, and as humans we're designed to fight an enemy that's in uniforms, this is a corporate takeover. And they use big government to shut down their competition and give themselves contracts. Great points. God bless you, sir. Again, we're talking about the UN New World Order global government takeover by the banking cartels that they now are announcing. We're now so pathetic that there are hundreds of articles a month. I mean, I'm in airports and things. And it's just all over the newsstands. Yes, we're run by foreign banks, but thank God they run us. It's good to have technocrats run things. Our Congress is vestigial. Our Congress is ceremonial. This is the best way. And they're just getting all these criminals together to just act like it's all good. All the collaborators dancing around like Vichy French saying we're occupied and it's wonderful and it's beautiful. No, it's not. And a lot of business people are like, well, it's a new boss. No, it's not a new boss. You need to understand that. This is We're going to beat them down the road, though. A lot of this is going to go ahead and take place. It's going to get really bad, and then everybody's going to remember what they heard here and realize it's going to get darker and darker. There's going to be no reason anymore to lay down. Because I know that tyranny has, you know, suffered a long time, and it's easy to make excuses and go along with it. But, this is pure evil we're dealing with. CJ in Michigan, you're on the air, CJ.
Hey, brother. Yeah,
hey.
I think that the cops and the military will implement this New World Order UN agenda here. I think they will confiscate guns. I hear you all the time being pretty optimistic, and overall I am. I think we will ultimately defeat this. But these cops, man, they've been militarized. They are on a power trip. I mean, they can't wait to get the orders. I mean, I think there's going to be some defections, definitely, but the majority of them,
hey, today I was driving, and usually the Travis County Sheriff's Department seem like pretty nice people. Today I was at a red light, and I had my children in the car, and driving out of this parking lot was a unmarked Sheriff's Department car, and the guy had his window down, and I'm sitting there with my wife and kids, and he stopped the car kind of in a parking lot I was going to, and bugged his eyes out at me like a little kid, and I thought it was like a joke. It was so weird that I was looking at him, couldn't even register it. But, I mean, I don't know. This country's in a lot of trouble. It's just a general spirit of insanity is what's descended upon us.
We have to keep up the info war to get more people on our side. But their program, like you said, it's a program. It's so entrenched in the reality of everything that there's no way that we're going to avert a full-out war. It's going to come down to that. I'm pretty guaranteed.
Well, look, whatever happens, happens. All I know is we better now try to get the word out and work as hard as we can now to spread the word. Listen, I'm going to go to another caller. Thank you, CJ. Scott in Denver, Colorado. Take us out to break. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to bless you and your crew and put you in a good providence.
Thank you.
I've been being real active. I have a bullhorn myself. I've been bullhorning out of my Jeep. In the past week, I've been pulled over 3 times. They couldn't do anything because I still have the First Amendment right to express my free speech against the liar Obama.
But they want to let you know soon you're going to get it, you evil American.
Well, actually, the police were very receptive. They said that they agree with the First Amendment because they did swear that oath.
Well, then why are they pulling you over?
Because of the Obamunists that keep calling and saying that I'm inciting violence and then driving recklessly. They'll do anything. They think we have a Gestapo
now. Oh, did you
now.
See they had a parade in Florida where it just said Obama Nation on a car? So the Secret Service came?
Obama is not my dictator. Obama is not even a legitimate president of the United States of America.
Well, Scott, great job, brother, and good job to the police. You know, not loving the destruction of America. But if I was them, I wouldn't even respond to those fake calls.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I was thinking during the break about what this society, what this country is facing. And it's just so crazy. And at its root is that the general public see themselves as spectators that just do what government tells you, do what the announcements say. The government wants to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. The government's so corrupt and evil, it openly runs Al-Qaeda and doesn't even hide that now. You know, all the top Al-Qaeda, Anwar al-Awlaki, all of them trained at U.S. bases, hang out with the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Army, while they're on the most wanted list. It's all a big joke. And it even comes out in Fox News. The underwear bomber, the 7-7 mastermind, all of them, MI6, CIA, Mossad. And people, you know, I've talked to police and others, and they go, yeah, I know, I've seen that in the news, but, you know, the Muslims are still terrorists, don't want to kill us. And I'm like, but our government's putting the radical Muslims in because it's not our government. You understand what a clash of civilizations is, a Hegelian dialectic. People just go, you know what, I just want to hate Muslims. Oh, okay, well, I get that part. But do you understand the bankers run the radical Muslims? I mean, this is now, that's how dumb they think you are. That's how stupid they think you are, that they hide it in plain view. And they've now had whistleblower documents come out from major, you know, vaccine makers from their virologist about how they knew it was making people sick and how they knew it did. I mean, it's just, it's so incredible that Gardasil killed people during the trials. And they still got it approved. I mean, China bans melamine in the milk because it's killing people. Our FDA comes out and says it's good for babies. Doesn't hurt them. I mean, this is crazy, folks. The crooks can get away with anything now. And it's going to get worse. That's what happens in society. Let's talk to George, Roger, Lloyd, Tim, and Victor. Victor, I didn't get to my whole Rise of the Robots drone situation. I'll try to cover that tomorrow on the weekday show. You know, how the system's trying to replace people entirely. It's very important. It's the most important subject I could cover. We're allowing ourselves to be written out of the equation. The globalists have all their big white papers on the subject. Very frustrating to know all this is going on, that just bizarre matrix-level stuff is happening. And the average person literally has no idea it's going on or knows it's going on but doesn't believe they have any power to change it. Let's talk to George in Texas. You're on the air. George, are you concerned about the president saying he'll sign a UN treaty to restrict our Second Amendment?
Oh, yes, I am. And I'll tell you one thing. He tries to come in Texas and take our guns. It's going to be a rout. That's all I could say. But one thing I do say about this UN gun ban, one thing they haven't eviscerated in our Bill of Rights that I'm concerned about is the Third Amendment, where they start quartering troops in our homes. You know, back in days of the colonies, they had lists of homes to go quarter because they were activists or whatever.
Well, it says standing armies as well. You're not Posse Comitatus, part one. 1878's Posse Comitatus after Reconstruction. It actually says standing armies. You don't have military patrolling inside your country. You only have it on the border. Obama's getting rid of most of the Border Patrol checkpoints. The ones that are right on the border that you actually need, most of the ones that are 100 miles in harassing citizens, those are going to stay open. He's going to give the illegals free health care. That's already begun. And they're running ads for food stamps advertising for illegals. I mean, this is the globalist takeover. And soon they'll have enough voters that want big government and want the free government handouts. And they're going to vote to take our guns. And they're going to march foreign armies against us. People said that'll never happen. The globalists want a civil war in this country, sir.
Well, all I got to say is we better get down on our knees, pray, and repent, and ask God for forgiveness for being part of the decadence of the society.
I hear you. I agree with you. What do you think of the fact that Mitt Romney won't even call out Obama on Fast and Furious or Solyndra or Enya or Solyndra, but then lets Obama call him a crook for nothing?
Well, Mitt Romney, I think, signed an assault weapons ban in 2004 in Massachusetts.
Oh, but we're supposed to ignore that because he says he's conservative now. I hear you. Exactly. He's a total ringer, ladies and gentlemen. More and more of that evidence is clear. Roger in Kansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Okay, listen, Alex, this is not a joke. You need to go to youtube.com/diamond paradigm. This is not a joke. I have the one true law of human interaction. The essence and chief cornerstone of the United States Constitution is called the focal point of freedom. It is the prime directive that you're calling for. This is not a joke. It states as such, all human beings are sovereign individuals with full ethical standing who possessing logically derived unalienable right to ownership of self starting at conception. This means they will behave however they choose unless and until they significantly...
listen, sir, I got to let you go. All right, just send me the video and I'll have to watch it. We're almost out of time, and I understand you're all hyped up, discovering that you've got God-given, unalienable, inalienable rights, and that nobody can ever say you're a slave. But you've got to fight for those. And if you won't fight, everybody's like, we're ready to shoot and kill and all this. Why don't you fight with your mouth first? The pen is mightier than the sword. We need to exhaust every avenue, and then if people try to put us in re-education camps, which is in the Army documents, a lot of people get scared by that and go, I better shut up. No, folks, you better speak out. We're going to let just a bunch of crooks take over and order the military to go after us? And this is sick. Chicago Mafia now runs the country, and tells us that, you know, they're going to shake us down and our kids are going to be in work brigades. Rahm Emanuel's making those announcements. Who's up next here, guys? Lloyd in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. We just got rid of the gun registry up here in Canada earlier this year. And
I'm glad you said that, because they started trying to ban them after that, and you guys went ape, which shows you can reverse the tyranny. Go ahead.
Yeah, the thing that's worrying me about that now is I wonder if Harper knew all along that this thing was going to come in and they're going to sign on to this. I will not be complying with any UN takeover of a gun.
Well, good job. What do you make of the fact that more and more your own government says that your military takes orders from NATO and the UN now. I mean, I thought you were a sovereign country. Thank you, Lloyd. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Tim in Tennessee. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I had a good idea. For the moment that Barry signs that UN law or whatever, that everybody that has guns, well, obviously the legal guns, because you have to go there and buy guns and they know where they are, so it's easy for them to come get them. As soon as he signs it, everybody call the police and say, my gun just got stolen. And go from there, because you can't tell them you have guns because they'll know where to come take them.
You know, there's an old saying that when it comes time to bury your guns, it's time to unbury them. I'm not burying firearms, and that's just the end of it. And I mean, basically, when they start they're going to try to pass a bunch of regulations, and as they tried by shipping the guns into Mexico and then have Mexico sue and say, we've got to, you know, ban this fully auto now. I mean, there's no doubt they want to do it. So we're just going to get the word out that they're terrorist criminals and it's game over.
All right. Well, I just thought it'd be a way to, you know, make them crazy.
Right. Jesse anyway. Ventura made that joke. He said that, oh, I don't have any guns. I sold my guns a long time ago or they got stolen. Yeah.
Well, I learned that a long time ago, too, because I have them, but they're not registered or legal, like they, you know, oh, you don't have any legal guns. Well, I got them, and it's none of their business.
Well, I'll say this. If we ever have to bury our legal guns, it's time to unbury them. I mean, I guess in a guerrilla-type situation like that, you do want to have some buried just in case they caught you unaware. I mean, this is a bad, folks, people. It's a bad road we're going down. The globalists aren't playing games. Makes me sick at my stomach. We've even reached this point. I can't believe the military has been told that it's under UN command and the Congress doesn't count and nothing happened. I mean, it's Victor in Canada. Last caller we have time to go to. Welcome, Victor.
Hi, Alex. How are you? I'm originally from Russia. Yesterday, I went down to the military bases here in Canada and I talked to one of the veterans that was in there. I was trying to buy some from him. And I asked him about all the things that's going on today, including the gun confiscation, including vaccinations, including the war that's just about to start in Persian Gulf. And I said, are you guys all aware of this thing? He says he's very much aware of this, whatever is going on, and he's scared of what's going to happen to the Canadian military when this whole thing starts to unravel.
But well, that's the other issue. The Russians are shipping weapons into Syria. The globalists are lining up for big wars. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a one team against another. But what I've watched this thing for a long time. I came from Russia when I was younger and I was awake then.
Sure, real fast.
In 2009, I watched a celebration in Berlin of a collapse of the Berlin Wall, and I looked at that thing, and that thing didn't look normal because it had 1,000 dominoes collapsing one behind another, and on every one of these dominoes, into the country. So I look
that's
at
right.
it now.
That's right. The whole thing was staged. Exactly. The globalists created both sides to play them off against each other. Now they're merging.